Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of December 1, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Tonight's the last night of bowling before Christmas. We'll resume in January, so we'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday season. We resume bowling on January the 5th, 2024. Lane assignments for week 9, lane 35, team 2, strike time. On lane 36, team 4, triple threat. On lane 37, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 38, team 3, gunslingers. Lane 39, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 40, team 7, hangmen. Lane 41, team 6, silver bullets. And lane 42, team 8, rough riders. The sharpshooters have new team members. Jerry Graham, Robert Parrish, and John Rubensham are now known as the sharpshooters. This is a permanent arrangement. Subs for tonight, lane 39, team 5 out, Jenna Mack in, Steven Sanders. Lane 40, team 7 out, Reggie Blunt in, Loretta Tony. Lane 41, team 6 out, Don Ball in, Matt Bowers. Holiday cash raffle. The Raleigh Outlaws are holding a cash raffle and drawing the winners at our Christmas dinner on December 16. First place, $200, second place, $100, and third place, $50. Tickets are three for $5 or $2 for just one ticket. See Sharon tonight to turn in tickets and cash and to pick up tickets to sell. We'd like everyone to help sell as many as possible of these tickets, so be sure to bring your ticket stubs and money to the Christmas dinner or get them to Miriam prior to next Saturday if you are not able to be there. Christmas dinner. Our annual Christmas dinner will be held from 5 to 9 p.m. on December 16 at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 per person and may be purchased from Sharon tonight. Tonight is the deadline to purchase tickets. All meals are prepaid. No tickets at the door. The confirmed menu is ham, fried chicken, baked chicken, macaroni and cheese, green beans, rolls, tea, lemonade, water, and assorted desserts. The NC Division of Services for the Blind, DSB, and your State Rehabilitation Council, SRC, Commission for the Blind, are hosting a virtual public forum on Thursday, December 14, during which information will be shared about our vocational rehabilitation program and services. If you are a current or former client, a family member or of a client, employer, or community service provider, VR professional, or other stakeholder, please join us. You will have the opportunity to share your thoughts about how DSB can enhance our programs and services for individuals who have low vision, are blind, or deafblind. What is this? The DSB/SRC Commission Virtual Public Forum. When? December 14, 2023, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Register in advance for this webinar by clicking on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. Here is a webinar on artificial intelligence, AI, and employment discrimination. The Great Lakes ADA Center, in collaboration with the ADA National Network, invites you to register for the upcoming ADA audio conference webinar titled Artificial Intelligence and the ADA, Understanding How Employment Discrimination May Occur and How to Avoid It, featuring Sharon Rennett, Senior Attorney Advisor, ADA/GINA, Division Office of Legal Counsel. Artificial intelligence, or as it's known, AI, as well as the design of software and use of algorithms, is changing how employers evaluate applicants and employees. While such technical advances offer certain advantages, they also may result in discrimination against qualified applicants and employees with a wide range of disabilities in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. While employers play a primary role in efforts to prevent discrimination, Individuals with disabilities may want to make inquiries to ensure that they understand when and how these technologies may be deployed in order to determine if they need to request reasonable accommodation. This session will discuss why an employer cannot rely on the fact it did not design or implement this technology to avoid potential ADA liability. Most importantly, we will review steps an employer may take to limit the likelihood of discrimination, including providing as much information to applicants and employees about how this technology is being used. Finally, the session will offer guidance about what individuals with disabilities can do to ensure that their qualifications and work are appropriately assessed. To ensure your question is answered during the session, individuals are highly encouraged to submit their questions ahead of time via the registration website. The option to submit questions is available once you have registered for the session. Human-generated real-time captioning will be provided for this session. So here's the wrap-up. Date, Tuesday, December 12, 2023. And the time is 2 until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Format, Zoom webinar platform. Closed captioning will be provided via Zoom and stream text-to-link option. Cost, no charge. Registration required. Registration for this session can be found on the schedule page at www.ada-audio.org. You can also use the active link in your email copy of the newsletter. If you do not have an account with our system, you will be required to establish one before registering. Registration deadline, Monday, December 11th. That's tomorrow, folks, 2023. Continuing Education Recognition, CER, ACTP, Certificate of Attendance. Questions should be directed to webinars@adaconferences.org or click on the link for this in your email copy of this newsletter. Tournament news. The Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard, 4501 South Boulevard in Charlotte, NC, 28209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Registration is $40. Contact Peggy Washington at 704-726-9398 for more details. We'll have more information as the date gets closer. Buffalo Lanes North is participating in a fundraiser for veterans. Bowlers to Veterans Link is the oldest bowling fundraiser for veterans. It was founded in 1942. The organization provides funds for recreation therapy for veterans and is the official charity of the Pro Bowlers Association. The goal is to raise $7,000 to support the organization, and all of the leagues at Buffalo are challenged to help. The league which donates the most will win food and a bowling ball from Taylor's Mark Pro Shop. See the front desk to make a donation. Our friends at Insightful Visionaries are sponsoring the annual Christmas Without Lights program on Saturday, December 16, from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 per person. This event will be held at BOCC, the Dream Center, 5616 Fox Road, Raleigh, NC, 27616. It will feature food, Christmas sing-alongs, games, and vendors for holiday shopping. Special entertainment will be by pianist Gilbert Thomas and saxophonist Wilkins Eugene. Christmas Without Lights is an awe-inspiring holiday showcase and holiday celebration that has become an annual tradition by Insightful Visionaries, Inc., through the spirit of collaboration with other nonprofits and local organizations, the event represents a cooperative effort to share the spirit of Christmas by giving back to the disabled community. This year, we are excited to partner with Foundation for Fighting Blindness. Learn more by clicking on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. Lawrence Carter has forwarded the following invitation for a new blind and low vision support group. I am excited to extend an invitation to you for the first meeting of a new and innovative blind and low vision support group in Raleigh, North Carolina. This group aims to be a beacon of support, education, and community for individuals with blindness or low vision. The date is Thursday, January 11, 2024, and it'll go from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The location will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, with a specific venue to be announced. Here's what makes this support group special: engaging activities, educational workshops, social gatherings, peer support, community advocacy. Plus, attendees will have the unique opportunity to participate in naming the group. We would be delighted if you would join us at the first meeting and consider sharing this information within your network. Your expertise and connections in the field can help amplify the reach of this initiative, and together, we can make a significant impact. Thank you for your time and your consideration. We are excited about the possibilities that this support group holds and look forward to potentially collaborating with you for the betterment of the blind and low vision community. There's no need to RSVP. Just come on and out and be part of this empowering experience. And to warm you up so that you're ready to go for that, here are a couple of recipes that will bowl you over. We'll begin with goat cheese and herb dip. The ingredients for this delightful item: 1 10-ounce package of goat cheese, 1/3 cup Parmesan cheese, grated, 3 cloves of garlic, finely minced, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of fresh rosemary, finely chopped, 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. With these things assembled, here are your instructions. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. In a bowl, mix together all of the ingredients until things are smooth and well blended. You can use a food processor for this if you wish. Spread onto a small oven-safe dish. Bake it for 15 to 20 minutes until it's bubbly and starting to turn golden brown. And then serve it with crackers or crostini. And for a little sweet thing for your palate, coconut cookies. Your ingredients for this delight: 1 cup of butter, room temperature, 1 cup of light brown sugar, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. Finally, 2 1/2 cups of sweetened flaked coconut. With these items, you will first preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and set it aside. In the bowl of your stand mixer, fitted with the paddle attachment, mix the butter, light brown sugar, and granulated sugar for 2 minutes on medium speed. Add in the eggs, vanilla, salt, and baking soda, and continue mixing until it's smooth, scraping the sides and the bottom of the bowl as necessary. Turn the mixer to low and add in the flour, mixing until just combined, and then add in the coconut, mixing until incorporated. Use a medium 2 tablespoon cookie scoop to drop dough onto the prepared baking sheet 2 inches apart. Bake for 9 to 10 minutes until the cookies are lightly golden at the edge. Allow the cookies to cool on the baking sheet for 3 to 4 minutes, and then transfer them to a wire rack to cool completely. And after that, I think that just leaves the eating. Sounds good. All right, here's the bowling schedule through January. The Outlaw Christmas dinner is December 16th. You'll be on break until January, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. Then bowling will be on January the 5th. There will be a break for Martin Luther King weekend, and then again bowl January 19 and 26. And that's all for this edition. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.